Now, your effort grew out of the local community and support. How did you guys get started individually in cosplay? And what inspired you to take this from, well, this would be a good idea to, let's do it. Mm. We'll Kickstarter it. We'll get it off the ground. How did you come to this point?
It's a lot of work.
That's a really good question. So my personal start with cosplay was, I've been sewing since I was about 7.
Wow.
And at some point I got into anime. I started an anime club in my high school. And then one of my friends actually dragged me out to a convention for the first time. And a couple hours before the convention, she's like, oh, here's some fabric. I'm going to throw it at you. Let's go make some costumes. And
wow.
Lo and behold, I'm hooked ever since.
Nice.
I've been cosplaying pretty much every single convention and outside of conventions.
Cool.
And I've absolutely loved it. The reason that this space is so important for me is because of the community.
Mm.
So I can go home and I can sew and I can look something up on, you know, a website and I can figure out how to do these things. And I love that part of it. But then I also love going to conventions and seeing someone there and being like, oh my goodness, my costume broke. I don't know what to do. And be like, I've got a glue gun. I'm going to fix it right here and right now. And to be able to teach some of these skills, to be able to learn from other members in the community, to see this on more than just, you know, going to a convention, to see this on, like, you know, once a week or every single day would be absolutely fantastic for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some of us have some pretty close friends from all over the world, all over the U.S. at least, that we've met through conventions. It would be nice to see, you know, cosplay friends more often than once a year, right?
Good point.
Make some cosplay friends at pseudo cosplay.
Nice.
I think some of us actually met through cosplay.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I did meet Sabrina at DragonCon.
I met you at DragonCon.
Yeah.
There we are.
Different Dragon Cons, but still Dragon Cons.
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of curious. Anime is one area of cosplay, but cosplay spills into several different genres and subcultures. What are some of the other ones outside of anime that you've seen and thought, oh, this would be great, or participated in and said, we're going to do this in the future?
Mm. I think that the best way to kind of include everything is anything that is a fandom is a part of cosplay. Mm. So you've got, you know, the Doctor Who fandom, the Harry Potter fandom, the Marvel fandom, the DC fandoms, any
Lord
of the
Rings,
movies.
Game of Thrones.
Mm.
I've seen people
Battlestar
dress up
Galactica.
As Flo from the Progressive commercials.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Why absolutely.
Not?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Fans?
Yeah. My favorite is when somebody's cosplaying fan art of a character.
Mm.
Like, this is a particular interpretation with this costume from this
that's
one piece.
That's a big deal. And it's because one thing that's wonderful about cosplay, it's not just dressing up as something for Halloween, but you're actually transforming into a character and you can put your own take on it. I mean, that's part of the fun, to kind of stylize a little bit. And so, like, DeviantArt, for example, is a very popular site for, like, putting your own take on some kind of thing that you're a fan of. And it is typically, we mention people when we're doing cosplay intro panels. Just etiquette, if you're going to be cosplaying a deviant artist's thing, you should probably mention it to them or ask them if it's okay first. But nonetheless, it's just, it's a thing because it's just so huge. I mean, like mashups, we did a panel on mashups at KatsuCon recently. We've done group mashups like quite a few times. It's a lot of fun.
Now,
it's so much fun.
Now, by mashups, I'm relatively new to cosplay. Mashups of multiple characters or within the same person? Or?
So it's you can do different like fandoms. You can have two characters mashed up. You can have two shows mashed up. I think one of the more creative ones that I've seen that I was like very impressed with was a Victorian Nyan Cat. So it was Victorian mashed up with a meme. And it turned out fantastic. She had the entire tail, and it was all just the rainbows in the back, and the front part of the skirt was, you know, the
whatever that is.
Toaster strudel thing.
So that takes it from just imitation to completely new creation.
It's
absolutely,
art form.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
I mean, performance art is a way to describe cosplay.
Absolutely.
Do do you intend to have any class or training for people who want to imitate their characters' behaviors once they do dress up? Or
if the community asks for it, why not?
Community driven.
Yes.
We do give panels also on photography, like how to get the most out of your photo shoot, or if you're at a convention, like the hallway shoots and stuff. Mm. So, you know, we go into like the posing, the getting into character, the rehearsing it, like just thinking about like how your prop is going to come into play with, because the play part of cosplay is role playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just wearing a costume, right?
Yeah. And the one thing that I do want to kind of point out is that, yes, cosplay is a huge part of what we want to do is have a space to create your cosplay. Mm-hmm. But cosplay is not just about the costume. It's about wearing the costume. It's about the play, as Steph just mentioned it. So you can go out and you can buy a costume and you don't have to do anything to it. You just put it on. But the play part, the part where you act it out, that's also important. And for everybody, their cosplay experience is different. Mm-hmm. Everyone cosplays a little bit differently.
Yeah. Something that struck me was that idea of being able to have a space where you can not only build your costume, but also inhabit it for a little bit. Instead of just being around at home, you can kind of get a feel of, okay, how does this look on me? You know, if I walk this way, what effect does that make?
Exactly.
And that's cool.
Why I got into cosplay, because, you know, Halloween is every day. it's not enough just to dress up as something else. Mm-hmm. I like to transform into something else. It's fun to go put on someone else for a little while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, in a way, you know, if you look at like the types of characters people choose, their motivations for it, the full spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But something fun to do is to wear an outer expression of an inner characteristic that you don't normally get to get to be.
This facet that no one sees.
Yeah, so in a way, sometimes when some of us are cosplaying, we're really dressing up as ourselves for
Ooh.
Once.
Ooh.
Getting deeper, exactly.
Yeah,
nice,
yeah.
Nice.
That, I'm a fairy.
That brings me to a very good point. So one of the people that had actually come up to us, she was the sweetest person, so super shy, like absolutely like the smallest, sweetest thing ever. And she dressed up and wanted to dress up and get pointers on how to be Melina from Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
And so she's like, I really want this to like come out. I'm normally like such a shy person, and I really want that characteristic to come out. So how should I pose? You know, what should I do? And I'm like, you gotta own it, girl. You gotta own it. And afterwards, she's like, oh my God, I just had a photo shoot. It was amazing. I loved it. I feel so vibrant. I feel like on fire. I can do anything. I'm like,
that's
cosplay. You were fantastic. Yeah.
Cosplay is therapy. That's very cool. So what are I know some of our viewers are fascinated by cosplay but have never really gotten into it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some characters you guys like to cosplay and why? Like what kind of draws you to those characters?
Well, it's tough to narrow down because we typically at any given convention are cosplaying anywhere from like 5 to 12
cosplays.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's something that I think a lot of people don't realize is that cosplay isn't just, oh, I play as Chun-Li every year. No. I mean, some people do, but
yeah. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have won a screen-worn Mord Sith costume from Legend of the Seeker.
Wow.
When the show was canceled, I was like, I have to have one. So I knew a friend who collected costumes from movies. I'm going to be wearing that until I'm 80.
And she looks so good in it.
Nice.
Amazing.
After the celery and lettuce. but nonetheless, that's probably like, I think somewhat in the minority.
Okay.
Like most people, from my experience, tend to just recreate themselves constantly and are, as you stretch your boundaries and you know, broaden your horizons with each new project, now you want to try something new. Now you want to like move on to a new material, a new technique, some new skill caliber with your costume. So, you know, for anybody who's starting out, who's not really familiar with it, I always tell them, like, you know, just do what you want. If you're not sure how, come to us. But, you know, but nonetheless, like, just try. None of us were born knowing this stuff. All of us started out as noobs and probably didn't do things right. I mean, you know, if you talk to some of the celebrity cosplayers, you know, they will tell you the only reason why they became celebrity cosplayers is because they screwed up a million times. And that made them experts.
Yeah.
That's how we all, in anything in life, become experts at something.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, like, at least try.
Yeah.
Try. But to your question, like, what do we commonly cosplay? Oh, my goodness. I mean, I do fairy, a different version of a fairy every year. You know, like, fairies wear boots. I like badass characters, cute ones. And we try to do an interesting mashup every year if we can. We did Jedi and Sith Disney princesses and villains one year.
Nice.
Were you in the evening gown Avengers group?
No, not the evening gown Avengers group.
Were,
but we did adult Powerpuff Girls.
Nice.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Those were very fun.
Yeah, and another year I was in a group that did a Victorian steampunk version of the Seven Deadly Sins.
Cool. Wow. I heard about that. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. But yeah, I mean, like, last year it wasn't a mashup, but we did a Lego movie group. And my boyfriend was Lord Business, all 12 feet of him.
Nice. With the flame.
Cool.
Yeah. Woo, that was interesting. So like, I really can't narrow it down.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
What draws you to fairies?
Their playfulness, their uninhibition, their mysteriousness. Like,
It's her inner self.
Okay, yeah.
I'm very nature-y, so... Mm-hmm. So, like, their connection to nature is something I relate to. And, you know, I mean, in fantasy and lore, too, not just in, like, pagan traditions, but you know, you make wishes through fairies, you know. You're transported to magical lands through fairies, you know, like some of my favorite movies. Like Legend, not exactly the best movie ever made, but I love it. Yep. So fairy-tastic. I hear my nephew's into Tinkerbell, so I'm like,
oh, cool.
Young Padawan.
I just begun. Do Legend. Love Legend. I actually have a Lord of Darkness statue.
Whoa!
That big nice. At my house.
Wow!
Tim Curry at his best.
Can't go wrong. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I tend to cosplay not like main storyline characters. Yeah. I like to go for like the side characters, the ones that are not done as often, and usually characters that are good with a hint of evil.
Interesting.
So like Erd from Oh My Goddess.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Or like Elizabeth from Bioshock, where, you know, she's all cute and innocent, and then you're like, oh, wait a second. Is she really?
It's like she's a fairy or something.
Maybe. Cool.
I'm curious, with all these different characters, do cosplayers run into any issues with content creators saying, oh, you can't use my character, or... anything like that?
I wouldn't say a direct, like, cease and desist kind of attitude, but rather there has been some backlash recently with artists and, like, I guess some of the old schooler comic book artists that they're, I guess, to them, cosplay is kind of, like, watering down the fandom a little bit, or cheapening it. I mean, I think that they might be assuming that most people are going to, like, the drugstore and buying, like, a little package, sexy version of everything. It's not really what cosplay is.
It's very different. It's more of an homage to the character.
Exactly,
than it is,
precisely. I mean, you will get sexy versions of things. But, but that's not the point. People are really just, like, it's not enough to own, like, all the DVDs and all the comic books and have a poster on your wall. You transform into that character. You know, you dress up as a character, or you give your own take to that character. So some people are flattered by it. Some people feel similar to it as they do with, like, fanfic. Like, keep your hands off my characters. But honestly, it's not stopping.
Good point.
You can't stop us. We're going to be cosplaying forever.
Yeah.
With the group that you're getting together, is there going to be pattern share? I mean, I suppose there's certain templates that you can use and share and work from a base.
Pattern
so if somebody
shares,
comes in,
like I also hope that we can have like costume piece swaps. Like, I don't know if you've ever gone to a clothing swap, but, like, stuff, people are like, I'm probably never going to use this Red Riding Hood cape again, so is anybody need it?
Material, but I don't need it anymore. Does somebody need this?
So something else that we're doing with our space is we're going to have, like, a donation area where anyone who's ever really done sewing, you know, you buy this fabric and you buy this thread and you use a portion of it, and the rest of it you're never in your life going to use because you're never going to need that color. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going to do with it? You don't want to just toss it. If you donate it to the space, someone else might be able to use that later. So we're really hoping to have that, you know, a community space where anyone can, like, donate items and pick up items to kind of help out, lower your costs on some of your cosplay stuff, as well as have free and accessible stuff right there in the space that you can start up a project.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Sharing resources, knowledge, experience, materials. Lending a hand, sharing ideas. This sounds fantastic.
We think so too.
Well, and I can imagine, and I'm sure you've been approached about this to some extent, is, you know, the potential for this for larger scale cosplay, where suddenly you have the space to actually attempt some of these things. What are some of those kinds of things that you think folks could actually attempt with this kind of space?
Well, I think one of the big things that I'm really excited to see is how many groups reach out to us for doing group cosplays for, like, masquerades. Because usually you'll have, like, a masquerade building party, and you'll have, like, a few members that come together to someone's house. Instead of getting their house dirty, now they can come to our space and maybe do, like, a, oh, we want, you know, to book out this area of the space, and we're going to do a big building project that's all Final Fantasy characters or all, you know, Evangelion characters for the weekend, and anyone is able to join us. And I'm really excited to see what the community asks for.
Cool.
And on an individual scale, I mean, it would be great to see people able to make, like, enormous, like, Voltron armor. I mean, I want to do, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off this year, but I want to do RC from Transformers Prime. The one that turns into a motorcycle. Not the old school pink version.
Okay, yeah.
No. The really cool, sleek one from Transformers Prime. That's a huge, that's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I need space.
Yeah.
So hopefully, on, at least on an individual scale, people will be able to really expand and raise the bar on their own projects as well.
Cool, cool.
It sounds like with the community support that you already have, that you will soon encounter a number of folks who want to join who had not heard of this before, and a crowd generally draws a crowd. Do you have plans for future expansion or possibly even franchising? Because I know being one of the first groups to do this.
The first.
I've never heard of anybody doing it. So the first, as the first, do you envision this catching on in other cities or expanding?
Mm-hmm. It has already. People are begging, please, can we open a chapter of studio cosplay in our city? And we're like, sure, once we get settled here and get the machine well-oiled,
we'll
get set up.
I mean, our idea is that we want to show that this is a sustainable model, to have a lot of those kinks worked out, so we kind of pave the way for the next chapter to be opened up. I think we have a group of people already up in PA that would love to have this going. You know, once they see that we can do this, they could be like, oh, we're just going to take this model and go. Woo!
Yeah, there's a lot of demand in New York City for this right now.
Too. And New York City as well,
New York? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. West Coast, there's several places in the South that have said, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So,
lots of options. Cool. Nice. Any other questions?
Let's see. Our viewers had some questions.
I think we've actually covered pretty much all of them. Yeah. You guys did a great job of covering all that.
Fantastic.
I'm trying to think. How did you come up with Dasha?
Dasha is my name.
Oh, wow. So and fairies wear boots is not your real name. Do you generally use your cosplay name when you're out at conventions or
at conventions?
Like
once we get to know a person, then, and we're friends, we typically know each other's real names. But by necessity, some cosplayers who have jobs that might, you know, give them a hard time if they knew they cosplayed and dressed up as, like, you know, Spider-Man on the weekends. Like to keep those lives separate. You know, we have, like, Facebook pages for cosplay. you know, it's not that big a deal in this country if you happen to wear costumes on the weekend and be an accountant during the week. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is de rigueur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Dasha, I mean, I'm Russian, so Daria is my full name. Dasha is the nickname. Dasha, Dashutka, Dashish, Danchka, you know, a whole bunch of them. So at home, I'm called Dasha. All of my really close friends call me Dasha. Yeah. I also adopted that as my dagger here name for the foam weapon fighting.
Oh, cool. Gotcha.
And nice. So I was like, hey, well, you know, Daria and Dasha, Dasha cosplay.
Nice. That works. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Well, well, thank you guys for being here and
taking part of this. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
And thank hopefully you. In the future we can check in with you again and yeah. see how it's coming along and see absolutely. The success.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe some costumes.
Yes.
We'd love to have you in our space as soon as we open.
There we yes. go. Cool.
I was going to say, hopefully soon we can you know, give you guys a tour.
Sweet.
Love it. For all the folks out there, again, the website was
studiocosplay.org. We're mm-hmm. also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everywhere's.
It's all studio cosplay. Yep.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Cool. And if you think of any other questions, don't hesitate to contact us. Yep. In fact, our email address is contactus@studiocosplay.org.
Nice. Nicely done. Cool. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Sure. You bet.